Dozens packed the city council chambers to hear from four OCS staffers about recent changes in the state agency's services in Petersburg. Sharon Fleming, a regional manager for OCS, started off the meeting.
First of all, I just want to state that at this point, OCS has absolutely no intention of closing the Petersburg office at all. So I just wanted to put that out there, that that is not why we're here. We're here to talk about the regionalized intake process, which officially started September 1st for Petersburg.
Regional intake means reports of concern over a child's welfare now go through a regional call center in Juneau. The call center documents a report and then contacts social workers in the communities for a follow-up. Leah Van Kirk, OCS Regional Intake Supervisor, explained the reasons for the new system.
Regional intake is a statewide mandate, and I'll be honest with you, I think that there are pros and cons to regional intake. Some of the positive things that I think that the state has identified and some communities have expressed is that generally speaking, there's somebody who's available to get a hold of to make reports to most of the time.
Numerous audience members reported having problems with the 800 call-in number. Petersburg Mental Health's Kim Kilkenny said she's ended up leaving messages on the system and couldn't report cases.
So I get a call back the next day, and they're in Anchorage saying, why are you calling Anchorage? And I don't know. I'm calling the 800 number, and the intake person's telling you to call me. So I'm not even able to give a report.
Okay.
So I don't understand where the problem is with that.
Others in the audience said callbacks didn't happen until the next day and said 24 hours was too long to wait in some emergency cases. Barb Marifern questioned the need for routing calls through Juneau.
It just seems very odd that you would, if you have someone full-time in Petersburg, why couldn't the public talk to that person to cut down on miscommunication? I mean, to tell someone in Juneau and then have it relayed back when you have the caseworker right here. I mean, miscommunication happens so easy, and it just seems like it's muddling.
Petersburg's social worker position is currently vacant, and that has added to local frustration. In 2009, the agency considered moving Petersburg's two OCS employees to Juneau and ultimately decided to leave one staffer in town after community members protested. OCS has been working to fill the vacant job, which also covers Wrangell and Cake, and an employee in Sitka is making trips to Petersburg to cover cases in the meantime. The OCS representative said there are other unfilled jobs in the region, three in Juneau and one in Craig, and the agency's Van Kirk recognized the importance of having a social worker in town.
Yes, it is important that you have a worker here in your community that you can go to, and that's your resource. And they are in the community. And if there's an emergency and you need to go to that worker, then you go to that worker and the worker is going to respond. You don't have to call Juneau to make a report.
Audience members wanted more assurance that the Petersburg position would be filled and filled quickly. Former foster parent Liz Bacom thought the job should not even have a temporary vacancy.
You should be able to pull from elsewhere in the state or bring in somebody from the lower 48 to fill in when you have shortages. This is critical staffing.
OCS's Fleming said the agency was talking about adding workers who could fill vacant positions around the state on a temporary basis. She also took suggestions from the audience for an additional part-time social worker in Petersburg or someone to do contract work on an hourly basis. Former social worker Debbie Downs retired from the state agency in 2009. She thought the local social worker should not have to travel around the region to cover other offices.
For a worker with a family, particularly with children of their own, mm-hmm. that's not reasonable. They're not going to choose a Petersburg position because of that. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, what our suggestion is, mm-hmm. is that the person do what's always worked so well before, cover Petersburg, Wrangell, and Cape.
Mm-hmm.
Even that requires travel, and you know how much training is involved as well, too.
Yeah.
But it's the covering Prince of Wales, covering other communities, that as an expectation. An occasion, of course, workers mm-hmm. know they have to go cover something in the event of an emergency in another office.
Mm-hmm.
But as a standard, being gone away from home 1 to 2 weeks a month, that's impossible for a worker to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to be successful with a recruitment.
And concern over staffing levels in the region was a take-home message for Republican Representative Peggy Wilson of Wrangell, who listened into the meeting by telephone.
There really should be another person because too much is being demanded of
each of those people. And so people don't want to do it because it's just too much. And it might be because the staffing just isn't going to be good enough, and that's one reason why you can't fill the position.
Wilson says she'd look into whether another position would be possible, and others at the meeting said they'd like to lobby the governor and state legislature to fund more social workers in the state. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.